How to treat women like bratty little sisters. I'm not familiar with the dynamic.
Great. So one of the things that I say in my book is like 90% of the time you're kind of like a charming James Bond. 10% of the time you're kind of the naughty kid at school that lights an M80 with a waterproof wick and flushes it down the toilet. And this, what used to be a prank that kids would do in the old days, like my dad's generation in the 50s and 60s, they would do shit like that. And, you know, it'd blow up the pipes and it would be funny and the water would shoot out of the toilets when the explosion went off. It wasn't good for the pipes and the toilets, but it was, you know, it was a prank. And, what the fuck was the question? I just completely lost my train of thought.
How to treat women like bratty little sisters. I'm not familiar with the dynamic.
Okay. So anyways, back to the analogy. It's like the bad boy, the guy that is, you know, it's like when you get together with a girl the first time and you're, you know, your first time hooking up and you're taking items of clothing off. I mean, at some point, it's like, as a man, if you're a leader, you're going to want to see how far you can go and how much you can get away with, and also create the conditions where you show her you're willing to show her yours first before you see hers or whatever. It's like, because it's like you're kind of daring each other to go to the next step, kind of being dangerous and risky.
You can put M80s in their toilets? I think we so, blow up their piping.
The point being is,
you take their makeup and you hide it.
Exactly. You're teasing them in a playful way, a loving way. And that's what I'm talking about. Like the kid that's going to do something like that, or like we were talking about, you know, our friend gluing the doors, super gluing the doors shut at his school.
Oh, yeah. You know,
that kind of thing, that dangerous, kind of very mischievous. I mean, it's the kind of thing when you hear that story, you think you like snuck into your school and you guys super glued all the fucking doors. Or like, it's like, you're like thinking you're insane, but it's also genius and fucking hilarious and like an epic thing that you and your friends will think of for the rest of your life. And they'll always wonder who the fuck did that, you know? And so it's that kind of guy that's kind of dangerous that, you know, when the girls kind of at school hear about who was the one that pulled it off, they're kind of turned on by that. They're turned on by the masculinity and the willingness to do things out of the ordinary. And so it's teasing them in a playful way. It's like, if you had a little sister and she was kind of fucking obnoxious and getting on your nerves, you would tease her and you would rip on her at times, you know, sometimes a little harshly, but all it's like you mock them lovingly. And that's the kind of thing you want to do. It's like, it's that energy. It's that vibe of playfulness, because love's playful and fun. We got chunky.
So I think I got it. So you glue her doors and you destroy her pipes.
Yes. You glue her door, super glue her into her bedroom and you flush it and maybe down her toilet.
Bro. Condensed version, the abridged version.
Oh my goodness. So her doors are, is that her mouth and her pipes is her?
No, it's her actual door.
Like, you know where Jade's thoughts are right now.
If you glue her like vanity drawers closed.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah, you would see.
Hide all of her underwear or something.
Oh, that one's a good one. Just throw out the underwear.
So you don't need this anymore?
Just hide them in a different place. The garbage. Hide her deodorant or something. Her keys to her car. Yeah, put mix shit up on her.
Oh my, just slowly start like day by day or like week by week actually. I just add another key to her, like, keychain. What the fuck is this? Week by week, though, so she becomes acclimated to it. She's used to it. It's like
she's like a janitor.
They train the dogs, yeah.
She's a janitor now. Conditioner
in the shoot her in the ass bottles. With a rubber band when she's not looking. Spank her in the ass. Pinch her in the ass. Have fun. Be playful. Do things that are kind of naughty.